about beach whiskey. How did you come up with the idea? I know that you yourself grew up on Longboat Key outside of Sarasota, if I recall correctly. And so was that any part of the inspiration for this product, or how did you come up with the idea, and what's its objective, and how much of a distribution have you gotten already?
Yeah, so definitely my roots growing up on an island like Longboat Key come into play with a brand like Beach Whiskey. We were my partners and I were working on various ideas and, you know, kind of ways to bring fresh, clear whiskey to market in a way that, you know, was a different kind of way to market it and to bring, make it relevant to daytime. And one of my partners, Andrew McGinnis, is a longtime surfer and beach guy. He was in Pacific Palisades, and he came back with this idea of beach whiskey, and I loved it immediately. Our partner Billy Bush joined us and loved it immediately, and thus Beach Whiskey was formed. And we are taking fresh made whiskey. So we put it in a barrel, would be bourbon. We're filtering it, and then we are adding our natural flavors. We have a coconut whiskey and a cinnamon whiskey, and we're putting it in beautiful sea glass bottles, which really stand out and kind of evoke the beach lifestyle. And the whole idea is just, you know, making whiskey relevant in a different day and a different time, kind of a need state of, you know, when most people would not drink whiskey because they would be drinking rum, beer on their boat or at the beach. And instead, now we've got whiskey that feels appropriate, fits, is light and refreshing. And we think we've got something that's really quite special, Joel.
Good. Well, that's terrific. Now, I presume that that you market tested it a little bit, or at least taste tested it with some people. What sort of response did you get on your preliminary testing before your introducing it down there at the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America conference this week?
A lot of testing, and we did a lot of testing with kind of target market and a lot of feedback. We had about 350 different 20-some-year-olds tasting whiskey. The kids were involved. McGinnis's kids were involved. And we basically gave them little bags of sea glass, taster cups, and we said, taste these different versions of our flavors and vote on which ones you like the best. And
terrific. Now, what sort of reaction are you getting from distributors down there at WSWA?
And one of the things that I do and I've done when I think about new brands is, what did I look for when I was a distributor? And I sat evaluating which brands had a test and which brands I thought would work and which brands wouldn't. And all the things that I look for in a brand are the things that I have put together with my team. And it starts with the liquid, which we talked about a little bit, and having a great, compelling liquid if you want and we'll come back for. Packaging, extremely important, and standing out there in a home shelf. But then also, it's being able to break the clutter. And so part of having partners like Billy Bush, who's the host of Access Hollywood, and Jake Owen, who is a country music star and obviously has a your lifestyle kind of guy and fits our brand really, really natural, who is also, you know, got a great following in his music. Having folks like that reach a lot of consumers who didn't otherwise hear about it. So we just closed on our capital raise, and having partners like Jake Owen will make it look like we raised $25 million. 7.5. So all of those things combined with, I showed it to a lot of national accounts very early and got buy-in from a number of consultants in make it a very compelling story and a compelling brand for the distributors that we've been talking to this week.
Good. And have you signed any distributors yet, or are you still in the process of negotiating that?
So my plan is to, again, get all things in place, get our capital in place, start building the buzz around the brand, which we have done, and then to have serious discussions with our distributors. So the answer is we are in discussions with all the major distributors, and we'll be able to partner market by market over the coming months.
Great. So you're still negotiating with the distributors. That's understandable, and you certainly picked the right place to get together with all of them down there at WSWA. Has their they've tasted the liquid, of course. Have they thought it was a good product?
Yeah, I think, I'm certainly biased because I've had my tweet all the last 3 days. I've also been one of those guys hoofing it going to every scene, nobody had a suite anything like what we had in the brand and the presence and the feel. And I'm into it. You'd feel like we're in a backyard beach party. He's an incredible artist for all week. Ending up just today with Jake Owen playing the song with Prince, who passed away today, and on our stage. And you know, guys like Stephen Cochran, Curly, and just had a tremendous of artists wrapped into something that was more than a conference room with a couple of brands and a bunch of boring guys in suits. And I think that matters. It's about, you know, brands are about people and about bringing experience to life. And with Beach Whiskey, we have this opportunity to really bring the beach life alive, and we can take it to any market and we can take it to any venue and really bring it, you know, people that are experiencing it.
Terrific. Well, that sounds like a really smart approach to it, Smoke. Just refresh our recollection, or at least our listeners' recollection. What other brands have you been involved in the launch of? And I know, because we've interviewed you several times, that you've been involved in some pretty darn good successes. So can you tick off a couple of those for us?
Well, sure. Thailand, Singha Beer, we do their U.S. distribution, their U.K. distribution, and we helped them set up their own company years ago, which is the number one beer from Thailand. I acquired the Nipa Smith Brewery years back. Took that brand from a very, very small full brewery, but a very small one, 500 barrels, about 13,000 barrels over a period of a very, very short time. Obviously, as a distributor, kind of before doing pure brand stuff, I launched a lot of brands for other people over the years.
So, right.
Gotten the opportunity to work with I think some of the best marketers there are, and I believe paid attention and learned along the way.
Well, your track record certainly speaks for itself, and I think you really did. You're not distilling your own product. Would you like to share with us who's doing distillation for you?
Sure. Yeah, it's a brand that we're taking. It's a consumer brand. You know, we're not trying to be anything. We're not. You know, we're sourcing our base bourbon distillate from MPG Products, the old Seagram plant in Lawrenceburg, 2 hours from my house.
Right.
Very convenient. And they make, obviously, whiskey for a lot of brands in our industry. And then we've got a flavor house we work with that helps us with our flavoring and bottling. And we're looking at several different options for a larger scale bottler. But the nice thing about it is that we can scale it. And we got our base whiskey is readily available. It's a very good product. We do our proprietary process and our flavors, create a unique product, but it's not years and years in a barrel to
right.
scale.
And your bottle was specially designed for you, I gather?
Yeah, so we thought it was really important to try to create a glass feel and look. And when you touch our bottle, you'll see it could be sea glass washed up on the beach. And that was actually probably the hardest thing in this brand ready to market, was getting that decorated. And time working with designers and with bottle, trying to get it just right. And we think we got it. I mean, it really, really, really stands out. And
well, that's terrific. So we're going to wish you a lot of success with this new product. And I saw your list of executives that you've hired to help get it underway, which looks pretty impressive to me. So I'm sure you'll be successful in this, as you usually are. And, I look forward to talking to you in about a year and finding out that you're in all 50 states and that you're pushing one of the established brands, aside just a little bit, if not totally, which I think would be lots of fun for you, and we'd enjoy reporting that.
Well, thank you, Joel. I really appreciate the time, and we're excited about the brand, and we do really do think this is the most innovative that I can remember. I look forward to talking to you from now and reporting back on our progress.
Great. Thanks so much, Smoke, and good luck to you, and enjoy the rest of WSWA and the program you put together down there to help launch this very fine product.
Great. Thank you, Joel.
Bye now.